Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Moody Custom Homes, LLC, and Ideal Electric, LLC. This is KRMG Home Pros, where Green Country gets the facts about new home construction and remodeling. Call the show at 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. KRMG Home Pros on 1023 KRMG. Tulsa's news and talk.
I'm proud of the house we built.
Good afternoon and welcome to KRMG Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. I'm Skyler Cooper back in the studio this week. They are back from their big tour, but they're going on tour again. We'll explain more of that later. It's Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes, and you can find them at buildyourcustomhome.com, or you've got a phone number here. I know you've been rehearsing next over here.
Yeah, we have. Hang on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
718-734-4059.
Good job. 918-734-4059, as you just heard from Hudson.
That is the number for Moody Custom Homes. Call them anytime if you have questions about anything you've heard on the show, or if you have building, remodeling questions, they are here. And don't forget Brandon at Ideal Electric, 918-812-7641, or idealelectrictulsa.com. You guys had last weekend off the show, but you were busy up in Grove. Grove doing the Home and Garden show there. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, we did. Grove's a neat little place. It's kind of got that laid back atmosphere up there.
It's a growing place.
It's really growing, but the people are still just kind of real calm and easygoing. So it's kind of a pleasure.
It still has that great small town Oklahoma, Midwestern
real family
feel.
Environment.
Yeah, very.
It's
and
just
it's
really
a
neat little place.
It's a great place to look for. Whether you're wanting a lake house or, you're wanting to retire up there in the next few years, or move up there altogether. I mean, it's a great place to be. It's not far from Tulsa, Joplin, Northwest Arkansas, and all that.
Well, I tell you what, Daryl and Aaron, that guy you had on last week to fill in, just don't bring him back.
I mean, no. Is he done?
No. Jason's sitting right here in the studio, so I have to give you a hard time. No, we had a good time. We had a great show about the covered floors and everything, the stained floors, and a really interesting one. So if you missed it last week, go back and find the podcast on the KRMG app. But today you're going to tell us a lot of different things, and one of them is just a preview for some folks of what's to come at the next on-location show you guys are doing.
Yes. March the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th is the big Home Garden Show put on by the Tulsa Home Builders Association. It's a really big show. Who was it?
It's anyhow, an old late night guy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Anyhow, it's going to be at the River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa County Fairgrounds. They take up the entire building, the lower level, the upper level. They have everything imaginable out there. If it has to do with building, it'll be there. We have been to, the Oklahoma City Home Garden Show. We did the Cox Home Garden Show after that, and then we've been to Grove, and so we've got this one coming up, and that's kind of what we want to go in today a little bit is we want to go into we're setting up really changing around our booth. We're setting up a bunch of things that we talk about here on the show. There are things over the past year that almost year, we're coming up on an anniversary here next month, our 1 year anniversary. But anyhow, we are actually setting up displays, and just to kind of give you some bullet points, we're going to set up a display with what they call a zip board on there, and that's the exterior of the house. Instead of doing just typical OSB around the exterior plus the wrap, we put up zip board. Well, the zip board requires tape. That tape requires be rolled on there properly, and we will have displays of that and how you can recognize whether it's put on there properly. And then we're going to actually have a demonstration, have an example of what they call the liquid flashing that we put around the bottom of it, and we put around the top of it that butts up right against your rafters and the upper decking. And it'll actually have a little bit of sample of using zip board for your decking that gives you, if you remember way back when, they talked about that you can actually get a discount, insurance discount, if you have a second underlayment. Well, the zip board that's taped off properly acts as a second underlayment for your roof. So you get an insurance discount for that, plus your class four shingles. And so we're going to have that. We're going to have an example of proper window installation, the way your windows should look, the way they should be installed with the different layers of that. And then we're going to show how to seal off all penetrations with a zip stretch tape and or liquid flashing, depends on which one you prefer. Then we're going to show how we replace hurricane clips with a 6-inch screw bolt that is certified 2015 IRC compliant. And then we're going to have a sample of the not only the foam insulation on the wall, but also a small sample of the bib insulation so people can see that. And we're going to have an actual cutaway sample of it's going to be a little hard because it's going to have to be made of wood that we paint like concrete, but it's going to be an example of how we build our slabs. We keep talking about these monolithic pour slabs that instead of rebar, they use post-tension cables to lift them. It's the exact same system they use to build multi-story parking garages. It's the same technique they use to build concrete bridges. So if it can hold those kind of weights, holding up a house is it's a better system, and it actually uses less concrete, which means it's going to save you money. You get a better system for less money. And we'll have a sample of that. And then we're going to have displays that show the proper way to install brick with through wall flashing and weep hole vents so that bugs can't get between your wall and your brick and build big nest in there and things like that. And then we're going to have a display of the, we keep talking about this, the mana block. That's mana. It's short for manifold, M-A-N-A block. It's a brand name, actually.
There's several different ones out
there. Yeah, but the ones we use are called a mana block. Yeah. But anyhow, we're going to have actually one of those there so that we show how we run all of our home run plumbing runs directly to a mana block so you could shut off the north side hose bib to the outside of your house, or you could shut off the toilet to the hall bath or whatever it is. We'll have that, and then we're going to have a small sample of the Schluter products. We've had that before in the booth, and then we're going to have an actual engineered drawing that shows a structural slab there so that we can roll it out and we can show you what the engineers have showed us. We get this on every single house we build, has an engineer's drawing of how that slab's supposed to be put together. It's not something we just wing it on the job site. You know, that's kind of old-fashioned stuff, is just go out there and pour you some footings and then put you some form boards up and then just stick in the rebar or whatever it is. Everything we do is completely signed off by an engineer, and we'll have those drawings that show you. And here's the other thing about it is they don't charge for that, so it's just part of buying the post-tension cables. And then the last thing, and we may have a couple other ones, we're going to actually have the joist, the second floor layout, the structural layout, and the roof layout that's provided to us on every single job is provided to us by the lumber yard from their from what they call their structural designers. So those are all the new things we're going to be putting in our booth. And anybody that wants to come out to the Home Builder Show on the 12th through the 15th, you'll be able to come to our booth and you'll be able to see these things live. It's everything we've been talking about on the show, but you can really get an eye on. Of course, right. It's going to be kind of scaled down, of course. But
Aaron, that reminds me of...
Like, Did everybody get all that?
Yes, okay. Fully understand. If you ever watch like NASCAR or Supercross or any of the racing things, sometimes they have a cutaway car and they show you how something works behind the scenes. That's sort of what this reminds me of.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, what our plan is, to be able to go in and show people, they can put hands on, they can see what we're talking about. Here's the thing. A lot of this stuff, I say a lot of it, some of this stuff, it's a choice whether you use it or not, okay? In your home or your builder is using it or whatnot. These are the things that we do on our custom homes because through our experience over the years and through dealing with the professionals that, you know, represent these items and show us these items. And yeah, you know, some of them are, yes, they're selling us these items. But as you look at the different options across the board for certain things, like we'll take the example of zip board and zip tape. When you look at that compared to just standard 7/16 chipboard OSB that you're hanging on the wall and wrapping it in Tyvek, the difference you get in the insulation value and being able to seal up the house compared to Tyvek with zip board and tape and taping the seams and doing everything, it's just a massive, massive difference. And you get such a better quality out of it. So we look at these items and say, you know, is the cost of that, is the return on the investment in that much better than just saying, oh no, we'll save there and we'll do this here. So some of those are a choice, right? Yep. I mean, all of it is necessarily, but the things that are so important, like Dad was just saying, was the thing about the engineered drawing for the slab, number one, and the what they call structural design of the frame pack. And it's those two things. Those should not be a choice at all. They should not be a choice. If you are having a house built, you should absolutely 110% have both of those drawings on site, and those things should be gone to a T how that house is laid out. I mean, down to the screw in an LVL is what they show, and that's exactly how it should be done, because you know that those things are right because of where they come from. And it's not just a framer sitting here going, oh, well, no, let's just add this here or take that away to save this or do that.
And yeah, it's like an auto manual. You buy the service manual for a vehicle and it's got every single thing on that car. It's kind of the same deal.
It exactly. You know, this is not one of those things where it's a suggestion. You know, this is one of those things where it's a fact. Yep. And you need to go off the facts, not just, hey, we suggest that you do this.
Well, a real simplified thing about it is if you've ever helped your kids, and I know most of us have walked on them, little Lego sets, and you know, you can get these big Lego scenes, and it shows you layer by layer how to put those Legos down. And you know what? If it shows that needs one of a four-hole block, you got to put that four-hole block in there. You can't put the three-hole block or the two-hole block. It isn't going to work. Or if it says for a two-hole, you can't put the four-hole. Nothing's going to work at the end. So that's the nice thing about these plans, is it tells you how this is supposed to go together. And like I said, it's like following the example, and it is actually color-coded. So yeah, that's a good example of it.
Need to take a quick break here. One of the things that we want to do today, we've sort of, you know, hinted at and told a few pieces of, but we have never gone in depth and fully explained the backstory with you and Moody Custom Homes. So it's your name, so I think you probably started the business. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So we will get into that as we return from the break. You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. This is 102.3 KRMG.
This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros on KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. You can find them at buildyourcustomhome.com or 918-734-4059. Any electrical needs you have, call Brandon Sizemore, 918-812-7641, and you can find him online, idealelectrictulsa.com. Daryl, right before the break, we started teasing the story that you're going to tell, and we might need to use two segments for this one, because I imagine that it's there's a lot of detail there, but we wanted to go into the backstory of Moody Custom Homes. You guys always talk about the way you do business differently, and it might help if some people get to know you a little bit and know your backstory and why this is important to you guys. So where does it begin?
Well, first off, I just want to say we do have Jason. He's with World Class Painting in here with us. He was kind enough to come in and stand in for us last weekend. And the reason Jason's here is because we're been working on a pricing out a big remodel. We do remodels and outdoor kitchens and everything. So any of that kind of stuff, feel free to give us a call, and you can reach us at 918-734-4059, or my number is 918-955-1048. And anyhow, Jason, by the way, thank you for coming in last week and standing in for us. And we're here pricing something out. We've been working on it before the show, and we're going to be working on it after the show. And that's kind of the reason he's here. He kind of takes charge of all that for us.
Jason, did you get all kinds of friend requests and phone calls after your big radio show?
Of course.
Yeah.
We had to hire a bodyguard.
We couldn't even get to the door coming in here. His fans were out there. So, no, I just kind of wanted to just talk a little bit about, you know, we've been going through it, and we try not to make this show a commercial for Moody Custom Homes. I mean, we do, you know, we're here for a reason, that is to promote ourselves. But we also, we've said it many times that anything we put on here is good, whether you're having another builder build it, you're doing it yourself. And this goes back to our display. An example is when you put zip board up, you have zip tape, and there's a special way they roll it. And for the longest time, I just thought, well, I'll go buy this little $15 roller from Lowe's. Lowe's. Well, they've got one that's specifically for that zip tape, and there's a reason why it's $60. And so we'll have that there, and we'll have that at the show. But that kind of explains a little bit about what we're going to do is just talk a little bit about who we are, what we do, and how we do it. And to start off, Moody Custom Homes, the actual name back in the 2000s, we just kind of built and helped mostly for other people and stuff, and we didn't really go out trying to sell and look a lot until after 2000. But I couldn't think of naming anything, so just Moody kind of came up, and it was because it was easy, because I could remember that. And I tell people I can't name anything. If it hadn't been for their mother, my boys would have been named Boy One and Boy Two. And so anyhow, that's kind of how that all started. But we do mostly strictly custom homes, and we do an entire custom home. We help you from selecting your lot to your getting your floor plans to doing the construction loans, all the way through the construction process and right up to move in. So it is a complete entire custom home build. We're a little bit different, and we'll go anywhere in most of northeastern Oklahoma. We'll go to Oklahoma City and all the areas in between those two. And so that's kind of makes us stand out a little amongst most other builders.
Now, I know this is more of the business story, but I'm curious for you, you come out of the military, how do you get into building?
Well, I started building when I was a sophomore in high school, when I got my driver's license. My dad owned a big, huge commercial feed store, and he and I kind of had this discussion one time, because, of course, when you're working in your dad's feed store, you're not getting paid, and I'd spend my summer on tractors having to brush hog. He would sell it, and he was selling me.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is I'd have to drive the tractor to the places to brush hog, and they say, you know, that's hot and miserable, and you get chiggers and ticks and everything all over you. So I said, you know, I can do better. And he said, well, you go try. And so I went out and found a job as a framer, and I absolutely loved it. And yeah. So that's kind of where I started. And I'd been in some other businesses and stuff, and I just always loved the building business. I'm kind of obsessive compulsive, and what I like about it is it moves along pretty fast. You know, you're not sitting here looking at something that's a 5, 6, 7 year project. So that's where that comes from.
So Aaron, was it something like, for me, I'm in radio because of my dad, and at 8 years old, he made the mistake of setting me in one of these chairs, and I got to see all the buttons and switches and knobs, and it was like, oh, I have to do this. How did you get involved?
You know, it was one of those things that I was not a school fan, you know, like some people out there. And so I tried the little bit of college stuff and things like that, and did it for a little bit. And I tried some other things. I actually have had a paramedic license for a little while. And of course the law enforcement thing, I did work full time for the sheriff's office for almost 2 years and did some other things here and there. Started kind of a year or so after high school in, you know, building and super and houses and things like that. And then, did that for a little while. And then the 2008, 2009 stuff happened, and kind of needed to go find something else. So opened up another business, actually opened a towing and repo business that we had for a little while. And then kind of, you know, got back into home building once things started to pick back up, because I really enjoy it. I like the aspect of watching things go from nothing, you know, to this big, beautiful house, and seeing people that are excited about them, and, you know, watching them, and it's seeing all the aspects of it come together. And Jason and I have had this discussion where, you know, people see their blank canvas of like raw wood and raw sheetrock and everything sitting there, and then they get to pick their colors and everything, and then Jason puts it on, and people, that's, I think, the look on people's face when they go from that to having paint on their cabinets or stain on their cabinets and their house painted, it's a whole different ball game. Once you get to that point, people are like, oh my gosh, I can see it now, you know, finally.
So Daryl, how did it go from, you know, you started doing this probably with you, and then how long did it take you to become like, all right, I'm going to contract everything, use all these subs, or did it start that way?
Well, no, I actually started out superintending for a local businessman who would just, as investments, build houses and then sell them. And I kind of started out superintending for him. And you know, even though you're a framer, you you know, you understand the framing, but there's just so many other aspects of it. And here's the thing is I had a discussion with a builder up at the Grove Show last week, and he's talking to me. He says, well, we have all of our own employees except for our heat and air electricians and plumbers. And I said, so you use the same people then to do your concrete, to frame your houses, to roof your houses, to sheetrock your houses, to do the tile work? And he said, yeah. He thought that was an advantage. And I wasn't going to be a smart aleck to him, but I wanted to say, well, so I wanted to ask him. I didn't, but I wanted to say, well, so I guess your guys are the master of all these trades. And I don't know how he would answer that, but
jack of all the trades, master of none.
And I would have answered him by saying, well, then that would make them the master of not a single one of them. Well, with us, you know, and most builders that you get, they use subcontractors. Even the bigger builders in town that you've heard of, they all use subcontractors and everything. And that's because you get somebody who is an expert in that field. It's just like Jason.
Right.
You know, I can't hire the guy who can. As a matter of fact, we've asked our framers to caulk things before, and they go, can't you get your painters out here to do that? Because you let that framer caulk something, it's going to be a mess. And caulking is it's an acquired skill. I mean, it's not something
it's just like we're not hiring the framer to trim the house. You know, it's the difference between building a piano and building a treehouse. You know, it's right. They're not going to be the same.
And Jason, you probably prefer it that way, right? You want to have control of what you're working on.
Oh, absolutely. We've got to come over the top of that with paint. So, I mean, we would just as soon caulk everything in the house. You know, I tell the granite guys all the time, don't caulk that. Let me come back. We'll do it at touch up. So
yeah, and I used to tell people this. I can't trim. So I used to say, if you can't do it with a 32-ounce corrugated head hammer, it's not worth doing for me. You know. So.
Need to take a quick break here. We're telling the backstory, and we'll get into some more of what's going on with Moody Custom Homes when we return from the break. This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros. This is KRMG on a really nice Saturday afternoon. So if you guys are out driving around right now looking at lots and stuff, you might want to give Moody Custom Homes a call before you decide on anything, because they do all of that from front to back. They can really help you with every step. 918-734-4059. Go to buildyourcustomhome.com. Brandon is over at Ideal Electric at 918-812-7641. And Jason, since you're sitting here, Jason Hambrick from World Class Painting, what's that phone number for you?
It's 918-269-3411.
So before the break, we were talking about the backstory of Moody Custom Homes, how you guys got going, and Aaron, how you got involved.
Yeah, Skylar, I just want to tell you something on that note real quick about you saying out looking at lots and stuff. That's one thing we want our listeners to know, too. If you are out looking at lots and you see a lot that you fall in love with, and maybe it's got some quirks to it, you know, where it's not completely flat, or it's got a lot of trees, or it's in a weird area or something, give us a call. You know, I mean, if you haven't selected a builder and you're just starting down that path, give us a call. We will absolutely come take a look at that. You know, give you some ideas, some, you know, whether they're cost saving ideas or design ideas or some different things. We do not mind whatsoever to come out and help out. You know, and talk about those things to potentially help you down your path of getting your new home built.
And on that subject, let me tell you, right now is the time to start looking at a home build. The house inventory in Tulsa has dwindled to almost nothing out there. And if you've been looking, you can recognize that. As a matter of fact, on the way here, I listened to Daryl Baskin's show, and I'm not going to try to repeat the numbers. He had the exact statistics. However, right now in Tulsa, the number of houses that are coming off the market because they're either pending or sold is almost double of what's going on the market. And so what that would mean is if a 1,000 houses a month are coming off by being sold, only 500 of them are being listed somewhere. He had the exact numbers. You can get those from him. But what that tells you is there just may not be that selection of houses out there. So the answer to that is to build. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and go on about what we do and how we do it.
Yeah, so one thing I'm curious about that is, so you kind of told us how you got into the business, but what led you down the path of custom homes? Did you find that that was your favorite thing?
Well, yeah, let me tell you, first off, I didn't like the idea of going into an addition and being in there with 10 other builders and me buying 20 lots and this guy buying 20 lots and this guy and you know, building those kind of that thing. I mean, I guess if I started off where I controlled the whole addition, kind of like the, you know, the Rosh Comans and the Simmons and
things
like that.
We did our fair share of spec homes, and we do still.
I I started, you know, that way, and I just didn't like it. And I much preferred going out and talking with the customer and, you know, building exactly what they wanted. And oddly enough, there's not that many people that are out there that are total custom home builders. There's some of them that'll alter their floor plans for you. And I'm not saying we're the only ones, but that's how we started getting more or less just into custom homes. We do some spec homes, like we said, up in Grove at Patricia Island. We got actually some beautiful ones to go up there and look at, and some for sale that are completed.
And we look at ourselves at, you know, we talk about custom homes, and I've used the term true custom home builders, because we will even look at it and say, look, do you want a slab, or do you want a pier and beam house, you know, or do you want a walkout basement house? I mean, we are talking from the ground up, you know, custom homes, not just here's your paint color, here's your carpet color, here's your tile color type thing. Make the selections.
One of the things that I like, and I think I would want to do if I were looking for a builder, because I'd have to shop, you know, I'm kidding. There are some things that people might think, well, these guys have been doing it this way for so long, so they're good. But you guys don't settle for that. You go out, you learn new things, you incorporate new technology and new products, and that's something that makes you kind of maybe a few steps ahead.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, we try to go to the International Home Builder Show every few years to get updated on that technology, but also, you know, things like our lumber people, our lumber company that we buy lumber from, they put on trainings and demonstrations of things of, you know, whether it's new stuff coming out or whether they've something that's there. They said, hey, look, you know, this is, we've learned over the years that this is a new way this needs to be put on, or we're adding this to it. And so we keep track of all that stuff and the new technologies that come along with everything, not just the slabs that we talk about, but whether it's electrical or plumbing, you know, down to the manor blocks and things like that. That's what we look at, and we keep track of it, not just sticking with the 1980s, 1970s technologies.
Well, and that's another thing. It's like I kind of went through a whole list, and there's some more stuff in there. Aaron and I were at the International Home Builder Show, and we went into Huber Wood Product Systems, which is the people who make Zipboard. They make another thing. It's called Avantech, and it's a flooring system, and it's a phenomenal flooring system. And so we talk directly with these people, like the Huber rep, and we say, hey, what do we need to be doing to make your product work better for us, and how is it supposed to properly be installed? And then we're a little bit unique too, in that we really specialize in difficult lots, like doing walkout basements. We actually have done full basements if it can be done, and like I said, everything we do like that is engineered by an engineer who tells us what's going on. And then as Aaron said, you know, we not only do we keep it up for our customers, but this show, we need to put out the most modern, up-to-date and information. And I've been telling people this lately, and I may have said this on the show, you would no more go buy you a brand new 2020 Ford pickup that only had 1990 features in our technology in that pickup. You wouldn't do it. I mean, you'd end up with a cassette, or if you went further back, you'd end up with an 8-track tape player. Well, it's, you know, there's just a lot of people who will buy a 2020 house, because a lot of builders, this is the way we've done it, this is the way we've done it for years. But you buy 2020 houses that still use sometimes 1970, 1980 technology.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense, because it has changed a lot. And I hear that, well, that's the way we've always done it. And we've actually had customers who've come to us and talked to us because they went and talked to a builder who was not willing to even look at things like a structural slab that can actually save them money, but it's a better system.
I want to remind folks that you're going to be out at the Home and Garden Show at the River Spirit Expo next month, the 12th through the 15th. And it's cool, because if they missed the first part of the show, you guys are stepping up your game a little bit when it comes to public displays, bringing cutaways and examples of a lot of the things that we've talked about here on the show, whether it's certain kinds of walls, insulation, and I don't know if you're going to have any plumbing demonstrations, but all of those different things. And you can really get your eyes on what we've been telling you.
Well, yeah, and here's one of the reasons I wanted to do this, because we spend a lot of time sitting there at these shows and trying to draw this out on pieces of paper so they can actually see it in three-dimensional live. I mean, it'll be downscaled, but you can see kind of the things we're talking about. And that's kind of the reason we're wanting to do it, because it helps to show people the differences.
Now, I have an idea for you guys. You know, Jason, we can take a cut of this for coming up with some of the ideas. But, you know, it might be cool to have visuals. If you have a big iPad or something, you can just swipe through some examples of what you've done. And then here it is in the physical. Mm-hmm. You know, it really, it's really be really cool. And also, we've gone so in depth on these in the past, you know, having Jason on and having other people on who've done these things for years and are learning these things. So if you want to go back and learn more about it before you see him in person, check out the podcast at KRMG Home Pros and learn all about that stuff.
And no matter who is building your house, it's worth listening, looking, and just go talk to him about it. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. If it's something out of what they normally do, they might charge you a little more money, but it's worth you knowing and ask them. I mean, don't question them, but just go ask your builder about it.
And you guys do something a little different. We've touched on before, but explain how your fee structure is different than other builders.
Well, we, you know, a lot of builders will come in and say, hey, we'll build this house for you at $150 a square foot. And they give you exact numbers on that in terms of you got X amount to spend on whatever. And what we do is we come in there and we say, look, we know that we can build an average house for this amount of money per square foot. And since it's a total custom home, we don't know exactly what that's going to cost to build, because you do, if you've built the same spec home time again, like the ones up at Grand Lake, Aaron can tell you within a dollar a foot of how much those are going to be or less. He can tell you within $500 to $1,000 exactly what it's going to cost to build that house. And so with that, what we do is we do ours on a cost plus basis, except for a lot of builders do it. It's a percentage of the sale. We don't do it that way. We choose to do it on a fixed fee. So that means our clients get to see exactly how much money we make, and that's all they're going to pay us along the process, is exactly that amount of money and nothing more. They will not pay us. And as a matter of fact, if there's any early pay discounts, they get that back. If, for instance, we've said before, we're part of ABG, which is an affiliated builders group in Oklahoma. They do somewhere between 700 and 800 home starts a year. And so that means that puts us in a position with the buying power, like just like we're building 700 to 800 homes a year, which is a huge builder. And so we pass that discounted amount, which is, it is significant. We pass that right on to our customers. They get to see those exact prices.
We've talked about it on the show, Aaron, but you guys really help them through step by step, even with banks.
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, there's some companies out there that I don't know of anybody, number one, that does it the way we do it. There might be, I'm not saying that, but I the way we actually do it, where it's the very upfront, in your face, transparent way of pricing. And there's some companies out there that do it similar. One of the popular ways to build is do it on a percentage basis, which we don't like to do, because people feel like, you know, the builder's going to push you into more expensive things because they're making more money. Well, in our way, that fee is set, and it's set in stone up front, and it will not change. With that, we will actually get you the paperwork that you need to take to the bank to get your construction loan. So, and we don't charge a fee for that. It's inclusive of what we're doing within that original fee to actually build the house.
Need to take a quick break here. And as we go to break, I want to remind folks, or just give you a heads up if you're out there driving around right now, there's a crash northbound on 169 just north of the BA. So if you're listening to this and you're not paying attention to what exit you're at, get off the highway, because it's messing with the BA and 169. More KRMG Home Pros when we return.
KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Home Pros. It's KRMG. And this is the show you're going to hear here every Saturday at 2 o'clock on 102.3 FM, AM 740, and on your KRMG app. If you're driving around out of town, we've actually heard from folks that listen to us, like New York, Canada.
Yes, yes.
For this show.
We have a Canadian fan base.
So you can hear us anywhere if you're going out of town. You can still catch up on all that with the podcast, too. Check that out a little bit later on KRMG.com. You'll hear today's show. So we've been telling the backstory of Moody Custom Homes and how you guys got to be the way you operate and the way things are done a little bit differently. Aaron, one of the things that you guys do, and I know, and it's, you know, Jason's sitting right in here from World Class Painting. He's in the family, and that means you trust him, you trust his work, but you guys work with their schedules and the way the customers want things. It's just kind of a fluid relationship.
Yeah. Well, I want to be clear, too. I don't trust Jason as a family member, but a painter, he's great, you know, so. it is, you know, the way we do things obviously is a little bit different. And when we explain it to people, you know, people are impressed by it, I think, because it is transparent. It's the way that it's just, you know, when you can physically see that invoice and see that's the true cost of what you're paying is a phenomenal thing. And, you know, what sets us apart is, yes, we are members of ABG that gives us phenomenal, phenomenal pricing on materials and some inclusive labor within that. But, you know, they get to see what that true cost is. We're not getting a, you know, we're not paying $100 for something and then turn around and charging $110 for it to the customer just because everybody else is paying $120. They're paying the true wholesale cost just like we are. And along with those subcontractors, they get to speak directly to them. There's a lot of builders out there that won't let you know, the homeowner go talk to the painter. Jason, I mean, you deal with other builders. I mean, how many builders out there that, you know, yeah, go talk to the framer, go talk to the trim carpenter. They don't want you having that conversation.
Correct. Yeah, they want it all to go through them.
Right.
And also we let them talk money, cost, because we're not making money on it. So we let them talk price and cost with that homeowner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is, you know, once again, goes back to the transparency thing. You know, we try to be that way so that the customer feels more comfortable and they know where their money's going, because that is so important when you're spending the money that you're spending on a house. It is so imperative that you know, hey, this is where my $300,000 went. I can physically see it, and I know that it's not being blown in Vegas on the weekend by the builder.
A little earlier, we talked about how you guys go to these shows and you keep yourselves up to date with technology and all of the building procedures to make sure you're in modern times, you know, that new car with new features thing again. But you do that with your subs too. You don't let some guy come in who hasn't changed his ways in 20 years.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, we expect our subs, like putting on this zip board, for an example, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And there's a lot of people that spend the money to do it, but they don't do it right. And if you don't like roll that tape on there, and specifically you don't use that zip roller to do it with, then it may not be on there right. And the thing is then if dust gets behind it, it's not going to stick, and so you have no tape at all and you're not getting a sealed system. And so we're not only pretty adamant and making our subs use that product, but we make them use it right. And here's another thing is like Huber Wood Products, which we're going to have him on the show here in another couple weeks, but we can actually have those guys go out and make sure and train those subcontractors. They'll go to our house and train them. They'll do that for any builder. A lot of builders don't ask them to, and you know, a lot of them do. So we do all that. And then also we schedule those subcontractors. It's not just up to you. We schedule them. And here's the nice thing about it is just like Jason can tell you, we use them enough that I can tell people, I'm not always going to say we're on the front burner. We sometimes may be on the back burner, but we're never in the freezer needing to be thought out with our subcontractors. I mean, they're going to respond to us long before they respond to just a single time person that they're going to work with. Would that be a correct statement,
Absolutely.
Jason?
Absolutely. I mean, Moody Custom Homes is my biggest customer. So when they call and say, we need this house painted, we're there.
So does that mean if I tell you that Daryl wants you to come to my house, will you come here first?
If Daryl tells me he wants me to come to your house.
I want you to come to his house and take care of him, Jason.
Let's
put
go.
That in front right now. So.
That being said, I mean, that really makes a big difference for the customer. And in the end, you know, you guys are motivated to finish a house.
Yeah, if you look at our pay schedule, we're paid. Our fee that we have, our fixed fee, comes at different stages along the way. So we have every motivation to get to those stages as soon as possible, because, I mean, we're like all people. We'd rather have our money now than we would 2 and 3 months from now.
We want to build the most quality home at the best cost for our homeowners. And at the end of it, we want them to say, look, I love what I got. The house is wonderful. It's quality. And I feel like the price is right, you know, where we want it to be, if not in some cases less. And that's our goal, to strive for that. And to get in and have things done in a timely fashion, obviously, is very important. But the one thing that we will not, absolutely will not do, is we will not sacrifice quality just to push ahead a week or so. You know, we take a step back and say, look, we can absolutely get that done. However, it will not be how we are comfortable quality-wise with that being done. We would rather just wait a few more days and get it done the right way at the right time.
I know you guys have brought in materials from out of state. You had the one customer who had a bunch of custom wood brought in from Kentucky, was it? You know, so there's really interesting, unique things. When they say custom, you're not just talking, we'll do the floor plan, we'll do the paint colors and all that stuff. It's really, you get some unique things, and that's kind of part of what you're driving home here is, you know, you're never going to tell a customer, well, I'm not doing that for you.
Right. And if they can dream it up, we'll try to make it happen for them. And that's where it is a little bit unusual. As example, for you can hear our commercials on there. Ronnie Dunn, we went to his house in Santa Fe, and we found a guy. He wanted a bunch of bronze and glass window units. We built one out there that was, what was that, Aaron? 16 feet by 8 foot tall.
Massive.
Two double doors in it, and it came all the way from San Antonio.
Let's spend the last minute of the show giving out some phone numbers. A texter at 95920 says, I talk too fast. So, Aaron, real slowly.
Yeah, I'm going to say it once, and then Hudson wants to say it again. But it's my number to Moody Custom Homes, 918-734-4059. Brandon with Ideal Electric, 918-812-7641. And, of course, we've got Jason sitting over here.
918-269-3411.
That's world-class painting. If you need any paint work done or anything like that, Jason can take care of you. And then one more time for the good people listening.
918-734-4059.
Good job, baby. And you wanted to say hi to who?
Hi, Mommy and JD.
We are out of time for the day. Daryl and Aaron and Jason, have a great afternoon. This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.